Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Matthew chapter 2.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked,
"Where is the baby who was born to be the king of the Jews? Where saw his star in the east? We came to worship him."
When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled. And all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered,
"In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. A ruler will come from you, he will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites."
Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. He said to them,
"Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come tell me. Then I can go worship him too."
The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country by a different way.
The day we celebrate the wise men coming to Jesus, we call Epiphany. An epiphany is a sudden realization of something. Like you turn the light on and you can understand now. The wise men are the first people from outside Israel to find Jesus. They stand in for all of us who would see the light of Jesus around the world. Can I imagine the star shining a light on Jesus so I can see him in a new way? As we hear the story again, imagine being on the journey with the wise men.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men, from the east, came to Jerusalem. They asked,
Dre is the baby who was born to be the king of the Jews. We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him.
When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled. And all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered,
In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. A ruler will come from you, he will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites.
Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. He said to them,
Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come tell me. Then I can go worship him too.
The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country by a different way.
How did I feel when I saw the star again with the wise men? Was I filled with joy? What made me the happiest? That our journey was almost over? That we would soon see Jesus? The wise men brought gifts for Jesus. What gift would I bring Jesus? What would I like to say to Jesus now? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.